I'm going to dig out some of my older records, maybe some of my old 45s, and give us a little bit more of a broad-ranging mix. But I got a great show lined up for you tonight. I'm going to start off a three-song set with Mr. Ron Sexsmith, a favorite on the show. Such a great singer-songwriter. I find it funny how often his name pops up in the strangest circumstances. Like, you'll be listening to an actor talk about a movie role, and they'll start talking about him as one of their favorite music artists. Or you'll be listening to a band from the UK or somewhere, and his name comes up. It's fascinating because Ron Sexsmith is well known in the music industry, but as a broader musician in the culture, it's not like the Tragically Hip, where it was a household name and everybody knew who that was. Everyone who's into music, it seems, or at least into singer-songwriter style music or lyrics or different timings and that sort of thing, always seems to bring up his name, but he just never seems to break through into that recognition level that you see with, like I said, Tragically Hip or Celine Dion, that sort of thing. So his voice is a little bit, I guess maybe it's the tone of his voice is not quite as mainstream, but it's just, it's like the Leonard Cohen, when the talent of the lyric shines through, I always feel like they deserve to get a little bit more for their creativity. Maybe I'll just put it that way. But let's get into it. The song I picked tonight is Strawberry Blonde. I have a couple great songs lined up. Let's just get into it. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
She was not the girl next door, but the girl from around the corner. Sat the tail end of grade four when she came to school one morning, and all eyes were upon her as she took her seat. Her name was Amanda, with pretty eyes of green, hair blonde, strawberry blonde. Springtime and dandelions and summer around the corner. At the tail end of age nine, with a million dreams before her. She lived with her mother in an old decrepit house. If there was trouble at home, she kept it to herself for summer long. The strawberry blonde. And by the face, there was no way to tell. It seemed like all was well in the world. But the neighbors said her mother had lost her will. Gin and sleeping pills, it was no life for a little girl. I'd forgotten all about her.
when I saw her down the aisle of a streetcar with a daughter. Then I heard Amanda say that she got up. Come on, Samantha, girl, this is our stop. And they were gone. Two strawberry blondes.
Find it strange. close your eyes. Let them rest. I ain't in no hurry. No hurry. Rest your head on my shoulder, and I swear I would carry you, but I won't let you go.
Welcome back to Welcome Home. That was Michael Kiwanuka with his song Rest from the album Home Again. Started off that three-song set with Ron Sexsmith, his song Strawberry Blonde from the album Other Songs. Followed that with a Sheryl Crow song from her album Sheryl Crow with the song The Book. That's a song I've been trying to get on the show for a while. It has some really interesting effects to it, and it's really moody. I really enjoy it, but it just, I haven't been able to find the right spot for it. I think it fit quite well there. I have one song left to lead us out of this half hour. It's a band I've played a couple of times before. Stabilo, band out of BC. I was hoping to see them pop back up again in the Canadian music industry. They're one that I've always really, really appreciated. They had two different vocalists, and they both did very, very well on the album. The album itself was super, super strong from beginning to end. And I never saw them materialize again. I don't know what exactly happened there, but Stabilo, if you're out there, we would love to hear another album from you. Well, there, I've done my part. We all know how effective I have been in the past. We'll see how that works out in the future. Check out the Welcome Home Facebook page if you haven't already checked it out. I've been trying to post some videos on there in the last couple weeks. There are song lists from week to week as per usual. If you have any reason to contact us or have any questions about the show or would just like to say hi, that is the place to do it. But let's get into Stabilo.
You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
And I want my pain back, and I want the world to see. There's nothing you can choose, there's nothing you can lose, except your free will to be. And better off as a stable boy, you're better off as a picture on the wall. You're better off believing you're a ghost than believing you can think at all. This may sound confused, but it feels good to me. And it may be a lie, but I'm tired, and I'm right about ready to shout no, so no, no. Change when the time is right. The right time's always few and far below. The right time's always wondering where to go, what to show, what to write about. And the world is on fire, and baby, it's too good. I should not control my way to be. Plain to see, you're gonna be, 'cause I'm right about ready to shout no, so no, no. Is a letter from, and the world is a girl in a beauty form, and a race is a play where it's singled out. So believe in yourself, and don't wait for ground to break. Don't wait. It's okay to feel alone. It's okay to feel not strong. Once in a while, because I keep telling myself what to feel. I play make believe until it's real. Oh, most of the time. It was never too friendly to me. Somehow changed, just avoided to greet me. No, completely. And so when reality's taking its toll, you just pretend that you're not in control. So when it's okay to feel
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Thunder Bay Country Market, keeping it local every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. and every Wednesday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. year-round. Stop by and say hi to over 80 vendors who make it, bake it, and grow it in the Dove Building located on the CLE grounds. Sensia Corporate Web Solutions. Log on to sensia.ca for information about locally owned and operated hosting, site creation, and more. The Study Coffee House. The Study is a fully licensed, intimate live venue and the place to get your caffeine fix while on the Lakehead University campus.
You are listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. My name is Jim. Before the break, you heard from Stabilo. The song was called Rain a While. It's from their album Happiness and Disaster. Happiness and disaster. Yeah, that's the dichotomy lately. Some good news stories occasionally, and a whole lot of the same bad news that keeps coming back around. If you're in Thunder Bay, you know numbers up, down, up again, and if we're going to be number one in something, could we stop picking stuff like this? I don't want to really be murder capital or COVID capital. Neither really have the ring to them that I'm looking for. Just be safe out there. But yeah, and then the whole Canadian military story this week and everything that's come out of the Catholic Church announcement. So I figured I'm going to do the flip side. Everybody's got enough bad news lately. There's some interesting stuff happening in technology coming up. I find it fascinating. It's like the only thread that I can kind of dive into that gives a little bit of, not the only thread, but one of the threads that you can dive into that gives you a little bit of hope, possibly for the future. There's been some carbon capture technology announcements here and there. Lately, there's been some announcements in electric batteries. There's one Korean company that has, if you have the proper power base, you can recharge batteries in 10 minutes. I know there's nothing like that available now, but they have a production-ready battery that will give you a 10-minute charging time if you have the power output to do that. So that's super interesting. There was a flexible battery that was just, the information was just released recently after they've done some testing on it. It's a kind of a moldable, flexible battery, so you can mold it into the frames and into panels and such for electric vehicles, so it's not as rigid and not as heavy. So you're going to see a lightening and probably a lengthening of range if you can unpack some more batteries into the places where they would never have been able to go before. There always seemed to be this big bulky block, and now they've come up with something that that can be added to pretty much anything, I think. Given the information that I was reading, anyways, it was fascinating. There's perovskite crystals that they're working with in mostly in conjunction with graphene, it seems. To develop new solar panels that are way, way more efficient and can harvest more of the sun's energy. They're 3D printing some of these solar panels, so you have more light collection at different angles and different times of day. So all of this seems to be pushing us towards the electric economy that everybody's been fighting for so long. I think we're finally seeing some of the efficiencies and the transistors, superconductors that they found that they can operate at room temperature. Now there's a whole bunch of stuff that's tied around graphene and its production, how it's produced and how we can make cheap graphene. There's a bunch of good news stories. If you want something and you're slightly technical minded, I highly recommend doing some digging. There's some great stuff out there, and hopefully I've given you guys a little bit of a positive push this Saturday afternoon. And if you're not into the tech side of things, maybe I've just droned on for a couple minutes. But it gives me a little hope, so I'm hoping maybe
maybe on the flip side, you guys will be a little hopeful from that as well. Solar panels, electric energy, electric vehicles get us less dependent on things that that cause the global warming. But let's get back into some music. This is Y-Oak. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca.
Baby. We'll be right back.
We have reached the end of another Welcome Home show. That was Franz Ferdinand with their song I'm Your Villain. That's from the You Could Have Had It So Much Better album. We started that three-song set off with Y-Oak, Take It In. It's from the album The Knot. Followed that with Broken Social Scene with their song Forced to Love. That's off of the Forgiveness Rock record. Almost didn't get that out. I have three songs to lead us out of today's show. The first, by the Raconteurs. I think I played this on one of the very first Welcome Home shows a long, long time ago. It's been a long time since I've even listened to this album. I think I've had one other song sneak its way onto the show last year, but it's been quite a while since I've had something from Broken Boy Soldiers. So really enjoy this song. One from the Black Keys after that, and then my earworm of the day. I finally have some Rainwolf back on the show for you. You're listening to Welcome Home on CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. Until next week, love you guys.
Got a rabbit, it likes to hop. she hits the ground, she's gonna want to explode. Let her step aside, let her run and hide. She holds it all up under that pretty head of hers. Oh, it comes screaming loud in a little electric shout.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
Hi, I'm Jill Barber. I'm a singer-songwriter and a spokesperson for the 2021 edition of Les Rendez-vous de la Francophonie. From March 1st to 31st, we'll be celebrating remotely, but all together. There will be a host of activities, contests, and games, so don't miss out. To find out what's cooking in the 2021 edition Rendez-vous de la Francophonie, visit rvf.ca.
Drop back. Scan the smallest things rushing to a dark clutch of weather above the busy street. You once said that we are smarter in our dreams. You also said that words were important, and they were said. Or so they were said, anyway. Thrush of traffic and wind. A natty legion of cirrus cloud streams over the inland peaks. A slow, brawny pace. It converges in roiled plumes and drives steadily onward, marching across the sky, the way newer skins converge and cover the body. So many words that maybe there might have been an inkling of truth hiding among them. I just had to feel it out in peals, wading through air. Much like a sculptor might sound the occurring depths and store of the rock. Molecules are in a frenzy up there. A rollicking mass of sightless matter and violent contact. When a phone rings just below the touch, a person might cultivate a small simulation of that. Thunder. Vigilant apartment houses poised together in dull, weather-tough accommodation, let clean of their grand eras like faces and hands, creaking with the singular duty I imagine weary clippers once did in heavy seas. Wyoming. I watched its fleeting monochromes pass in the reflection of your aviator goggles. Planes and sky that slid like currents into the hollows of your cheeks. Gathering miles of the kind of breathing that conquers speech. You stared straight ahead for hours, drugged and sullen. You look like a cute idiot. Tremendous what the wind can and will bring into clarity. Views once frayed and obdurate, now bound by the hidden blessings of change. And you were here again. Fretful but playing it safe, you asked about me, where once you had told me how I was. I said no once. A start for any number of pressing endings. And funny how that word remembered the way you squeezed yourself shrill. A death grip on the odd solace of a back of a chair. Your mother. My hand. Into traffic, touching down in random lanes until it settles after the deluge into a cozy pocket of gutter across the street. There, as a person might refer to another in place, there, until the glimpse of a raincoat starting into the store cuts the show. And the rain comes. As my hand passed across your face, at once fostering and wiping away woe and worry and a deliberate need to. I told you that if a person believes in time, this is what he does. Words were said. Words were important. Or so it was dreamed in.